Have you ever wondered when people talk about hashtags and hash this and hash that when we are in this Twittersphere world that we're in at the moment, exactly what people are talking about? I can hold my hand up and say I have wondered. Clearly it's some sort of thread thing, but I don't know if I can ever quite explain it to you, but luckily I know a man who can, and he's sitting right opposite me. Morning, Sean.
G'day, Steve.
Sean Callanan, who comes in every week, usually talking to Francis, but you've got me today. But irrespective of that, what are we talking with hashtags? How does this all work? Because it's become such a phenomenon in the Twitter world, which everyone, well, a lot of people are using these days, aren't they?
So, yes, in the Twitter sphere, I think you got it right. I'm a fan of saying tweeting rather than Twittering.
I knew you were going to say that.
But either or, but I'm old school, you know, as much as you can be old school for a four-year-old technology. But
is it 4 years now?
It's about 4 years, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so hashtags are a way for you to group the conversation and get that conversation around a particular topic. So we see a lot in sport. One of the biggest hashtags that have been in Twitter is the Super Bowl. So as people are watching the Super Bowl, they'll put the hashtag. And so when we're talking, the people, you know, looking at their keyboard and say, where's the hashtag symbol? It's how do I explain it? The two lines, vertical two lines, horizontal hash mark. And then you put the word. And so, you know, when you're watching the Super Bowl, it would have been Super Bowl. One of the ones, what sort of brought me to the topic was during the week, State of Origin was in town.
Yeah.
And what we saw is I was looking at my Twitter stream and I saw the following hashtags. I saw Origin, Origin 1, State of Origin, S-O-O, S-O-O-1. And so there was, everyone was sort of going, there was a real call of what is the hashtag?
Yeah.
How can we, you know, what is the official one we're meant to be using? So it was a bit of a, you know, the NRL dropped the ball a little bit on that one, not telling the fans, hey guys, tag your tweets this.
Really? Is that what organisations should be doing?
They should be doing, especially around specific events. So like the NBA currently going through the playoffs. If you go to NBA.com, there is actually a button on the NBA.com that says tweet NBA playoffs. You hit that button and you can start writing your tweet with the hashtag already embedded. So automatically, if you're just watching the TV, whether you're in Melbourne or Sydney watching the game, or in Miami, or in New York, or Los Angeles, you can be following a whole stream of conversation via the hashtag. And so that way you can then follow other friends or follow other tweeps on Twitter. And you can pretty much put TW in front of any word on Twitter and get away with it.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the rule.
Get that.
Yeah, so you'll be able to find new people that follow what you know, the interests you might have.
So I'm a little bit of an amateur with this, and I'm hoping a few other people will be as well. So at the moment, I would say follow, I don't know how many years, a couple of hundred people, whatever. But can you can also follow conversation streams like hashtags?
Well, you can just use Twitter's search facility and say, I want to follow that particular hashtag. So who do you follow in the AFL?
I don't know, Tom Harley, for example.
Tom Harley is a person, so you'd follow. You can follow him, but what team do you follow?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, what team?
I was trying to get into the following in
exactly.
Twitter.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
I was thinking you were on that. I'd say Hawthorn.
So you're a Hawthorn man. So at the moment, I think from a membership point of view, I think they're using the hashtag Always Hawthorn. So you could be following that to see other fans, but you also might be seeing the more shortened down version of Go Hawks. So on a game day, if you went and tuned in to Go Hawks, you would find a whole bunch of other Hawthorn fans that you might want to say, oh, well, I want to follow them, because during the week, they might have some good inside info on the Hawthorn game plan or who's in and who's out, and sort of helps you find more people to follow. So we have seen hashtags. So sports, I think, use them really well in corralling the teams, corralling all the fans and giving them something to rally around, whether it be Go Pies, Go Eagles, Purple Pride, Go Manly. Like, they're not super clever. They're just, you know, what we tell the teams is, if you haven't got a hashtag, what's the guy in the stands yelling out the most, right? So as a Collingwood fan, I will yell out Go Pies. So it makes sense that to be the hashtag. If you try to be a little bit too clever, some teams, both here and abroad, sometimes try to be too clever and try to use the marketing message that they've got for the year. And it really is great for a flyer and great for a promotion, but it doesn't really you're not going to yell out what that is, whether it's, you know, whatever the promotion might be. So it's much better to get to the raw emotion and tap into it that way.
But, I mean, that's the official hashtagging, but there's plenty of unofficial that you see around. I mean, I could have easily put out something on Wednesday night and just called it hashtag the try that wasn't, or something like that.
Exactly,
I mean,
and that's the other thing that sometimes, and, you know, I've been known to do that as well, is effectively...
Not controversial,
No, you can actually use the hashtag as a bit of sarcasm or, or just a bit of a juxtaposition of what your tweet is. You know, you say, oh, that was an awesome call by the ref. Hashtag not really, you know, and to sort of, you know, put a bit of that Aussie sarcasm into it. So there is a bit of that. I've been known to do exceptionally long hashtags to make people pay attention and actually read what would be normally a sentence, but I just put it in a hashtag. So it has been that. There has been other, you know, memes that sort of jump up. Francis is a big one for using hashtags for memes and, you know, hashtag grandstand breakfast.
Yeah.
Hashtag grandstand to send in your tweets. Yeah. Or, you know, he wants song titles for a particular team or that kind of thing. He'll put it out in a hashtag and people will send them in via hashtag. So you can do it, you know, you can pop them up at any point. You know, one that's, you know, and then you can do it around particular events, whether it be TV events, game events, those kind of things. So plenty of hashtags. So that's what it is. And then it's a matter of, you see someone hashtagging it, what are they talking about? It's best to click on the hashtag and then you'll see all the other tweets of all the other people doing it.
So you can click on Go Pies and it'll just bring up everyone's Go Pies.
Exactly, and there'll be all these Collingwood supporters there, and you'll, you know, quickly run away and go back to a safe place.
So Twitter is 4 years old, and obviously this has developed over the time. This isn't, I mean, is this an ever-changing technology even within Twitter? I mean, was what we're talking about now, was everyone doing this 4 years ago?
Yes and no. It's a developing technology in that more people are knowing about it, but it hasn't got any harder or smarter, or there hasn't been any new tech put to it.
Right.
It's just that more people are understanding, hang on, we're rolling out a new TV show, we need to tell all our fans to use this. And probably the best example on TV at the moment is The Voice. You know, they're getting everyone to use that particular hashtag. That hashtag will be trending in the world of a night because all the people are sending in their tweets. And so that's what was happening with Origin. You know, people were all tweeting Origin. I think it's State of Origin ended up, and Origin, again, both of them ended up trending. But if they had have amalgamated them both, they would have had a bit of a wider effect.
And when you say trending, you mean?
If you look on Twitter, it'll say, this is the stuff that's really hot at the moment.
Right.
So the AFL Grand Final pushed out the hashtag AFLGF. And so everyone in Australia was watching the Grand Final, was tweeting about the game, put AFLGF. And even in America and the UK, on Twitter it says the AFLGF is trending. So, you know, it sort of gives national or international attention to whatever your cause is. So that's the power, I guess, of Twitter hashtags. So
I mean, is it sport that uses it best, or are there other examples where people really have, like, it's taken hold?
There's, you know, one of the most popular hashtags last year was hashtag Tiger Blood, and that was from Charlie Sheen's rants on Twitter.
Oh, right.
And so then everyone started using Tiger Blood as a bit of a way of saying how awesome they were. So, you know, so it has taken hold. That we have seen hashtags go bad. So Qantas Luxury was a hashtag that Qantas decided to run a little simple competition. Tell us what your luxury experience is, and you could win, I think it was a toiletry bag. And everyone decided, no, we're going to give you a completely different answer to what the hashtag Qantas Luxury. And it went viral, and, you know, the Aussie sense of humour took hold of it, and it was a PR disaster for Qantas. So there is, you know, McDonald's have had the same thing. They said, oh, share your McDonald's MD stories.
Oh, really? That's dangerous. See, that jumps out at me as dangerous.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And people just go, this is awesome. We can really flip this on the brand.
Ah.
So it's very, you know, brands have to be very careful, because people who don't like them or want to have a pot shot, they can go. So whereas teams, you know, obviously, you know, you've got your rallying support, your digital cheer squad out there that are going to support you. You're always going to get, you know, pretty good support from your fans. So that's the main thing, where sports has the advantage of having some really good, you know, fan base behind them. So one of the ones that I, you know, I always do my medals at the end of the week. One of the ones I like is Three Flags Full. That's what the West Coast Eagles will be using today because they're playing the Dockers. They just want to remind them how many flags they have. So that's a good one, just to rub it into the pants. One that I really liked, and it's unfortunate as a Pie supporter, but I think Geelong did well last year in the grand finals with Cats Eat Birds when they were coming up against the Hawks, the Eagles and the Magpies in the finals. And another one from the NBA, the Indiana Pacers had everyone wearing gold T-shirts in the NBA playoffs, so they went the hashtag gold swagger. So everyone was tweeting it. And last one for one to keep an eye on from a hashtag and a long hashtag at that is the hashtag super awesome micro project, which is a project that's been developed on Twitter and will continue to grow. And I can't tell anything more than that. But if you follow the hashtag, you'll keep an eye on it and see it develop.
I'll simply have to say hashtag super awesome, marvellous work.
Thank you very much.
That's fantastic, Sean. Thank you. Things are much, much clearer now.